We are about to start Simin Shin Yud Ches, which is the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos. Sif Aleph is dealing with the halachas if someone already was Mevashel, the halach of Maisa Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah sees fit to bring some of the halachas of Bishul in there. I think what we should do is start with the halachas of Maisa Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. And then go back and discuss the halachas of Bishul. So for this, we need background. We find in the Gemara a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler says that if someone does malacha on Shabbos, the malacha mida oraisa is usur ba'achila. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda hold that mida oraisa it is mutar ba'achila. However, the Rabbanon asur it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, if someone is mevashel b'mezid, if someone cooks b'mezid, that food is usur for him forever. That means Maisa Shabbos is usur bahana to the person for forever. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, the Rishonim say you have to kasher the pot for him. For everybody else, it is usur on Shabbos and mutar amatzoy Shabbos. That was when he did it b'mezid. B'shogig, Rabbi Yehuda gives a knas of shogig atu mezid, and he says that it's usur to everybody until after Shabbos. Rabbi Meir holds the person himself and everybody else are equal. If someone does malach on Shabbos, it's usur on that Shabbos only, and not any further, but usur to everybody. What happens if, and Motsoi Shabbos, it's mutar miyad. What happens if it was done b'shogeg? He does not give a knas of shogeg atu mezid, and it is mutar miyad. How do we paskin? Says the Mechaber, Hamavashel b'shabbos o sha'os ha'achas mishar malachas b'mezid usur lo li olam. For him, that food is trey forever. Others cannot benefit from his chil Shabbos, so they have to wait till Shabbos is over. Also, lo liolam. V'la'acherim mutar l'matzoy Shabbos miyad. For everybody else, it's mutar right after Shabbos. U'b'shogig. What if he did it by shogig? Also, bo bayom. It's also on Shabbos. Gam la'acherim. U'l'erev mutar. Gam lo miyad. So the Mechaber is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gros Shita that the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, even if the person did b'mezid, it's mutar right after Shabbos, and everybody else can have it immediately if it was done b'shogig. Including him, everybody can have it immediately after Shabbos. Can he have it immediately on Shabbos if it was done b'shogig? Because he doesn't give a knas of shogig got to b'mezid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that you can rely on the grub amokum tzorach b'shogeg. That means b'mezid, we will aser to the person who did it forever without question. Whereas, if it was done b'shogeg, so everybody can really use it on Shabbos if there's a need for it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up that this is only with regard to d'oraisis. With regard to Malacha d'Rabbanon, even though the Prima Gadim holds that there is no difference in d'oraisa and d'Rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah favors the Gra, who holds that in a Malacha d'Rabbanon, it is mutar b'mezid miyad on Matzoi Shabbos, even for him. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha, that for the person who did it b'mezid, it's also forever, that doesn't exist. And second of all, that if it was done b'shogig, it is mutter immediately to everybody. There's no knas of shogig onto mezid on a d'rabbanan. Now the next thing is the Mishnah Berurah brings that if you're dealing with a malacha that didn't really change the object itself, such as it was carried outside the Erev. So there he wants to say, he brings the Bemis as a day in the Rishonim, that there's no din of Maisa Shabbos on it. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that you should be machmer on d'oraisis, but on d'rabbanans, you could be mekel that b'shogig it'll be mutter right away. And one more case, what happens if you plant something on Shabbos? So they're telling you that you can't use it till Matzoy Shabbos doesn't do anything. Whenever you plant, you don't use it immediately. If you did something like planting on Shabbos, you've got to get rid of it. You have to uproot it. It's also altogether. And then the Ramah adds off, the Amar Leini Yehudi Las Lo Malacha B'Shabbos Ayin Li'el Simin Shin Zayin. There's only with a Jew, with a non-Jew, that's something that that is something that you'll have to see inside. Okay, now we go back to the Malacha of Bishul. So the Mishnah Berurah begins with the Rambam that the Isser Bishul is whether you cook, you bake, or you warm up water. What's the Chiddush of warming up water? The Chiddush is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that there's no real change, meaning it was edible even before you cooked it. Now, Lamaisa, that's a big machlokus. Rabbi Akiva Eger's Shita is that when the Rambam writes that if someone's mevashel something that's nechol chai, you're not chayiv, he means it. Anything that is eaten raw, according to the Rambam, there is no meleches bishul daraisa, only midrabanan. So the question is, what do you do with water? The Rambam says, beferish, mecham es amayim. So the Mishnah Berurah therefore learns that anything that gets better with cooking, even though it was edible before you cooked it, there's an iser bishul daraisa. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Eger must be learning that either water in most cases was full of germs and it was not drinkable without boiling, or he holds that water is different and everything that that is used for bathing in will have a different halacha, and that is even though it's nechol chai, but in order to bathe in it, you really have to heat it up. So the Rambam would hold that that is a mechayiv. Now, the Rambam mentions the toldus of Bishul, and that is if you're smelting metal. So the halacha is that is considered a tolda of mevashel. Now the Rambam happens to hold that if you take metal and make it glow, you're chayiv from mavir. And there are different shitas in the Achronim of explaining when it is mevashel and when it is mavir. Now the Gemara says that the malacha of Bishul, the Talmud Bavli, is softening something. If you harden something on Shabbos by way of heat, so that is also because as it's hardening, it softens first, so it's considered Bishul. The Rambam gives a klal that if you either make something hard or you make something soft by way of cooking, you're chayiv. The way the Mishnah Berurah learns it is that the Rambam is modetar Gemara, just since every time you harden something, it gets soft first, so the Rambam mentions that. Now, some further halachis within the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings, with regard to Chiv, that the Rambam says that if somebody roasts meat, so the halacha is that if it reaches machol ben drosoy, that means that it's edible b'shas hadchak, as long as it went through and through. That means it's not just one, the outer part of the meat is rag kamachol ben drosoy, but it went through and through, then you're chayiv, whereas if it didn't go through and through, you're putter. Not so when you're mevashel something called sarko, so there the halacha is even if it only went halfway through, the other half is not mevushal called sarko, you're still chayiv for that. Further, the shear to be chayiv for bishul is kigrog geres. The Mishnah Berurah points out, though, that chatzi shtir is still also midaraisa. It's just a question of when it becomes nesar b'di'evid. Excuse me, the only difference is when you get malchus for it, or chiv chattas or skila. Now we go back to the din of Maisa Shabbos. There's a prima garden the Mishnah Berurah brings, and that is, what happens if there's a machlokas aposkim, if something is mutter or aser? He says that b'di'evid, we will not aser it if it was done. The din of Maisa Shabbos is a derabanan. In the case where there's a machlokas, if you're allowed to do it in the first place, so b'di'evid, the halacha is, we will be mekel in the din of Maisa Shabbos, and it will be mutter b'di'evid. So anything that there's a machlokas in, the halacha is that even though we are machmir not to do it, it would not aser the result of it. Now, the halacha is that Matzoy Shabbos, whenever something becomes mutter for other people or when it becomes mutter for everybody, the halacha is that you don't have to wait after Shabbos b'chtei she'yoseh, the amount of time to make something new. In Amir Ola'an L'Nachri, we say that you do. The difference is that over there it's a gzeira that if you'll benefit from it, you're going to ask him next week to do it. Whereas in the case of Yisrael, you're not going to go and ask Yisrael to do malachi. He's just not going to listen to you. The poskim have a shayla. The Prima Gadim discusses what the din is of a mumer. Do we give him a din of a nachri with regard to asher and bechtei shiyasa, or do we give him a din of a Yisrael and becomes mutl matzoy Shabbos miyad? So there are different dais in that. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura also brings down in if you have a tarovis of something that was cooked on Shabbos and something that wasn't. So the Mishnah Brura brings the Magen Avraham that it does not become bottle because it becomes mutter on Matzoy Shabbos. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Halachi is. The Mishnah Brura brings down that with regard to the person himself, if he did it b'mezid, since for him it doesn't become mutter l'matzoi Shabbos, so for him it will be batal. So it comes out a very interesting thing, that there are deis, that with regard to the person himself who did it b'mezid, there it will be batal, because it's not a yesh lo matirin. Whereas for everybody else, since there's a way of eating it without bittel, they're mechuyev to do that.